Welcome to Sports Review Journal Podcast Radio, a resident physician run production. This is Volume 1. I am your host, Joshua Rothenberg. Put on a headset or turn up the volume as you hear this month's top reviews of the latest research in sports medicine. On behalf of our co-editors-in-chief, Dr. Jerry Malanga, Dr. Tom Best, Dr. Ken Mountner, and Dr. James Ross, along with all of the editors across the nation, we thank you for listening. In this review, Kelly Estes and James Borchers review Russell et al.'s original article titled, Listening to a Personal Music Player is Associated with Fewer but More Serious Injuries Among Snowboarders in Terrain Park, a case control study published in the British Journal of Sports Medicine, 2015, Volume 49, pages 62 to 66. The title of this review is, Snowboarders Listening to a Personal Music Player Have Lower Injury Rates but increased severity, and is listed as Level 3 Evidence, a case control study. By listening to the following review, you have read the disclosure and agreed to the terms and conditions of the Sports Review Journal. Snowboarding is a popular winter sport with many known risk factors for injury. Russell et al. Performed a case control study to see if listening to music via a personal music device was associated with injury among snowboarders at a terrain park. Data was collected throughout two winter seasons at a terrain park in Alberta, Canada. There were 333 injured cases identified from accident report forms and emergency department medical records. Further data was obtained via telephone interviews completed 1 to 2 weeks after the time of incident. The control group was made up of 1,261 non-injured snowboarders who were interviewed when exiting the terrain park. Variables gathered were age, gender, injured body region, injury type, environmental conditions, years of snowboarding, listening to music, wrist guards, previous snowboarding injuries, and the specific feature being used. The results of this study were as follows. The authors found that snowboarders were significantly more likely to be listening to music if they had an advanced skill level, more experience, a previous snowboarding injury, and if the temperature was greater than 10 degrees Celsius. Snowboarders were less likely to be injured if they were listening to music, with an odds ratio of 0.68, 95% confidence interval of 0.48 to 0.98. There was no change in the calculated odds ratio after independently adjusting for confounding variables. After adjusting for a previous snowboard injury, snowboarders listening to music had significantly higher odds or presenting to the emergency department, with an odds ratio of 2.09 and a 95% confidence interval from 1.07 to 4.05. The strengths of this study were as follows. This study adds to existing data studying the relationship between music and sport. More importantly, it is the first study to look at the relationship between snowboarding, listening to music, and injury. These preliminary findings show no increased odds of injury for snowboarders who are listening to a personal music player. The weaknesses of this study were as follows. Selection bias likely resulted from injured snowboarders who did not report to ski patrol or a nearby hospital. This underestimates the true number of cases. The study design makes it difficult to generalize results into practical implications. An association between listening to music and injuries were found, but we cannot conclude that listening to music causes fewer injuries based on this study. There is a possibility of misclassification of snowboarders based on music status as well as injury severity. The music status of snowboarders who did not consent to telephone interview is not known. There may also have been other factors outside of injury severity that results in presentation to a local emergency department, such as socioeconomic status, time of day, or parental concern. In this study, the severity of injury was measured based on presentation to the local emergency department, not the actual diagnosis that was made, which is misleading. The conclusions of this study is the following. The case control study design of this study introduces a variety of potential confounders such as volume, tempo of music, and participant fatigue. However, the overall conclusion that listening to music is associated with fewer injuries in snowboarders seems appropriate. Furthermore, rigorous studies would be needed to expand this conclusion to change practicing guidelines and terrain park policies. The practice pearl of this study is the following. listening to a personal music player may have a protective role in injury of snowboarders at terrain parks. However, if injury does occur in this group, ski patrol and local emergency department staff should be prepared for potentially more severe injuries. The references used in the study were as follows. Russell et al.'s original article titled "Listening to a Personal Music Player is Associated with Fewer but More Serious Injuries Among Snowboarders in a Terrain Park," a case-controlled study published in the British Journal of Sports Medicine, 2015, volume 49, pages 62 to 66.
On behalf of the Sports Review Journal editorial board, we thank you for listening. Please visit us online at www.sportsreviewjournal.com. This is your host, Joshua Rothenberg, signing off.